I can't get my camera to work.
Okay, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, fellow slaves of the global plantation, and hermaphrodites. The Vinny Eastwood Show is bad news. It's like the news, but worse. It's the lighter side of genocide. Just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't enjoy it. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed? The Vinny Eastwood Show. Well, the only thing worse than living in a high-tech global police state run by child-trafficking Satanists is Vinny's jokes. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a very special guest, Jay Parker, who is joining us. And we'll be coming to him in just a moment. Jay, if you want to take a few moments to try and get your camera working, if you can. If not, it'll just be a minute or two while I get some of the background stuff done here for the show. So this is the second to last broadcast of the Vinny Eastwood Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We thought we were going to be doing a final show on the 26th of November, but apparently the network's taking that time off for Thanksgiving. So this is the second to last show here today. And we were also hoping to have Hannah and Calvin from New Zealand's Counterspin to be on here with Jay Parker, but unfortunately there's been a or fortunately really there's been a new grandbaby born to Calvin, and his daughter needs a bit of support and whatnot, so they won't be making the show today either. The Vinny Eastwood Show is proudly sponsored by you. Thank you so much for all of those who do sponsor the show and care for us and love us enough to give your hard-earned dollars to this little operation here that's been running since 2008. You can donate to the show through PayPal, KiwiBank, and Patreon. And if you do donate, please click on the little link on the donate page of the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and get your special rewards. This is going to enable you to request a guest from me, and you can call me privately as well if you want to have a chat, just to, you know, shoot the breeze and have a few laughs. And you can also get my help with your media project or ideas and access the Secret Donors Club on Facebook. Now, we're still currently awaiting sentencing following our arrest on the day democracy died, 18th of August 2021. You can watch the documentary on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com, the big blue banner for the day democracy died. And hopefully you will give us a little bit of support and a little bit of a shout out around the sphere in which you operate, that we were arrested for protesting the lockdowns and the harms that they do cause. So I am very grateful for all of those of you who have supported us thus far, those people who've turned up to the court case and whatnot. You can also, thankfully to my wonderful partner Rebecca, buy some merch on the site as well. We've got the Jacinda Ardern's Nightmare on Molesworth Street, A Game of Drones, John Key, and Illegal Alien versus a Predator, and the various other wonderful little t-shirts and things of that nature on there, available in a number of sizes and qualities. So you can go to the merch page on the VinnieEastwoodShow.com and check those out as well. So with, as they say in Palestine, without further ado, let's bring us to our very special guest, Jay Parker. I don't think he's got his webcam sorted, but that's all right. We'll just do it audio today, Jay, if that's all right with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Vinny.
So, for those of you who are unaware, Jay was born into what you might call, in classic terms, an Illuminati family, where he suffered probably some of the worst horrific abuse that Satanists can conceivably dream up. And the title of today's show is The Lighter Side of Satanic Ritual Abuse with Illuminati family abuse member Jay Parker, who's not only survived these things that have happened to him, but been able to help others who it has occurred to as well. So Jay, thank you so much for giving us some of your incredibly valuable time and your wisdom here today.
Well, thanks. It's good to be here again, and I don't know, everything's dead over in my studio area, so I'm going to have to track lines back. It's going to take time, but I will get it working because I'm a little bit in shock by it, but as long as I got audio on this end, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's working just fine here.
All right.
So when we talk about satanic ritual abuse, it's just this kind of catch-all term, and people don't really know what it is or what the point of it is. When they do horrific things to children, like what happened to you, what were they trying to achieve? Is it a kind of grooming for future elite roles to build in triggers, alternate personalities, abilities to control an individual, make them do terrible things for a greater plan, things like that?
Well, I was my father was ninth generation Illuminati. His family joined the Illuminati in the 1720s, which is about 50 years before the quote-unquote founding of the Illuminati by Adam Weishaupt in Bavaria. But that was just a reorganization of the Illuminati, which pre-existed probably 10,000 years plus. And what Weishaupt did with the Bavarian Illuminati, it was a reorganization, and they had gone into their nation building and nation destroying phase. So they became worldwide revolutionaries with Adam Weishaupt.
It's famously, the only reason why we know about Adam Weishaupt, and this is the formation of the Bavarian Illuminati in the 1700s, 1776, I believe, the same year that the Declaration of Independence was signed by the founding fathers of the United States. And these powerful families had come together under Adam Weishaupt's agreement to sign a document that that neither the church nor the monarchy could escape. And the document itself was given to a courier, and that courier was struck by lightning outside a church. And somebody came and looked in his satchel and found these documents, the foundation of the Illuminati, saw all these powerful names, and that's the reason why we know it today. Sometimes when you're working against God, God has a way of, shall we say, giving the devil's adversaries an opportunity and a warning.
Well, you have the book by Robinson, from Scotland, Proofs of Conspiracy, where the people in the government of Bavaria sent copies and analysis of what was found in the courier's satchel to all the heads of state throughout the world. In fact, George Washington received a briefing. And that's why in his letters, he states there's no one that's more aware of the threat of the Illuminati than I. So he knew what was going on. And then you have the Jacobins and such in the French Revolution, and they were all Illuminists, and you know, here we are, the fulfillment of hundreds of years of effort, And they're trying to slam the door shut on the cage for humanity and go back to a new feudal age and get rid of the human race. And, well, we have to decide whether we want to live or die.
It really is that stark, and most people...
It certainly is.
...absorbed with their social media, taking selfies, telling people how hard they've got it and how hard they have to work and things of that nature. They're just keeping their heads above water. They can't think about the formation of the Illuminati in 1776 and the plan to indoctrinate and enslave and capture the bulk of humanity's minds and hearts and spirits into a global satanic network run by an overgod machine. You know, they don't have time to really get into those details and understand that, you know, they need sort of bullet points, as it were.
Well, the bullet points I would have to give right now is the central bank digital currency, the digital ID. When these things are brought forward, and, you know, in the European Union right now, they're making progress on both the digital euro and the digital ID. They're not playing around. They want communist Chinese style totalitarian dictatorship throughout the world, run by bankers and corporations.
Indeed, and they've been using China as the model. There is even talk of moving the United Nations head building, currently in New York, built on land donated by the Rockefeller family that used to be a slaughterhouse, and their first chancellor.
Good vibes.
And their first chancellor was a former top level Nazi in the Third Reich. I say Fourth Reich because that's what the United States is currently being used for at the moment. It is said that the Nazis didn't lose World War II, they just changed venues. But I've been thinking about it like this. There was two types of socialism. There was communism and fascism, and they had a fight, and they were both backed by the Illuminati interests, and they were just thinking, should we rapidly transform the human race by military force and Blitzkrieg-style warfare, or should we slowly indoctrinate them over several successive generations so that they wouldn't even have the wit to see what we are and what we're doing? And of course, we know which side won that conflict.
Yes, but it's just the red team, blue team. It's a tag team of totalitarian tiptoe. And we're running out of time as a free people. And COVID-19, there's many books out, as you know, Vinny.
By the way, we are on YouTube, so we can't mention any specific things, otherwise we get pinged for medical misinformation. And as Voltaire said, find out who you're not allowed to question, then you know who's in control. But sorry, continue.
Oh, no, I'm just mentioning that there's quite a few books out there if you want to do research. Can I say that?
Of course. I don't think that's classified as medical misinformation, but then again, it's so vague that virtually anything could be. This reminds me of, sorry to keep going here, 1984's New Speak, and it got rid of all the language that would enable you to describe your enemy, because if you didn't know what to call your enemy or how to describe them, how on earth would you ever be able to come up with a plan to defeat them? And once you stop people from using certain words, eventually you stop them from thinking at all. And that's what's happening here in this regard.
Well, we have a chemical attack on the human race. Atrazine in the water, which is feminizing people. Bisphenol A, which is another endocrine disruptor, also feminizing people, chemtrails, It's death by a thousand cuts. And basically, our schools, like in America, the schooling system now is 24th ranked in the world, when it was number one when Carter brought in the Department of Education. So now we're 24th. They don't teach cursive writing. They don't teach anything but indoctrination into the rainbow flag agenda. So teachers have said that a seventh grade student today in public school in America has the reading level of a fifth grader who is special education. And so what's that tell you? They're figuring, why teach them? We're only going to eliminate them. Just saying.
Well, the intelligent are a threat to intelligent predators. And if you can... I remember this about ADHD. I once, you know, they tried to diagnose me with ADHD and they gave me this list of symptoms and behavior characteristics and things like that. I was like, man, that does sound like me. And then I saw those exact same symptoms and characteristics when I was at university many years later at business school. And those same symptoms weren't describing somebody with ADHD. They were describing an entrepreneur, somebody who does something that nobody else does and does it better than anybody. Okay? So a thought occurred to me. If you are trying to run the world and you've got a plan and you don't want people messing it up, why not invent a bunch of disorders that you can give labels for which you can prescribe drugs that disables those people's abilities to make things hard for your plan?
Well, the man who invented ADHD said that on his deathbed that it was a scam to sell drugs and that the problem really doesn't exist.
Multiple objectives with a single action. Number one, we've got all this toxic waste that we need to get rid of from our oil exploration ventures, and we can't dispose of it properly. So what we'll do is we'll put it into drugs, and then we'll use our media and the people that we buy in all the medical schools and so on and so forth to tell people that there's a new problem for which only the toxic materials that we mined and have to get rid of can go into their bodies to treat, but they won't treat them, and they'll just have to take them for life in the hopes that something works.
You know, well, that's what the whole vaccination schedule is about. If you can damage a child while their brain is forming and get in there behind their immune system and damage them permanently, then they'll be on medication for the rest of their life, dealing with the damage that you caused. I mean, indeed. My generation.
Well, one moment, please, Jay. I'm sorry, we're coming to break here. Ladies and all gentlemen, right. You are listening to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Very, very grateful to have you here. And you are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after a few messages.
Piece of meat from my head to my feet. I was a sacrificial lamb.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on republicbroadcasting.org. This is our second to last broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, on this network. And so please go to the VinnieEastwoodShow.com to donate today to support the broadcast if you can. Please, it would be really, really handy. And we will be moving to a new network very shortly after that. So stay tuned and we'll give you updates updates as we go forward. My very special guest is Jay Parker, and we're talking about the formation, the foundation, and the practices of the so-called Illuminati. And a lot of people talked about this, that they don't call themselves the Illuminati or something of that nature. And as G. Edward Griffin highlighted in his presentation, that they call themselves the group, or at least they don't have a name, and G. Edward Griffin just calls them the group, because again, if you don't have a name, how are you ever going to do something about it, right? So Jay, thank you so much for joining us. Please give us a little bit of a background on this issue. Why do they do this kind of thing? What is their actual belief?
Well, they've been following the macrobes that Kelly and John Dee started using black magic to communicate with since the time of Elizabeth I of England. And they've been getting a lot of information, technological information, from these macrobes. And they're moving with their satanic agenda, using the technological information that they're receiving through the macrobes. And the first thing the macrobes said, well, you're going to have to learn how to release energy from matter. And then the second thing you're going to have to learn is how to create matter out of energy. And the universe is 99% energy or plasma, and it's 1% material or matter. And we've been studying in physics matter, but as Tesla said, as soon as we start to study
frequency,
energy, frequency, and vibration, we'll make more progress in 10 years than the entire history of mankind. And I'm sure that the Illuminati took that advice.
I think it's a sad day when you recognize that the people who are trying to save humanity, who discover all these things, just get used and destroyed by those who wish to enslave it. And this happens to so many people. And I remember seeing a movie called Prisoners about these people who are kidnapping people's children. And they were talking about this at the end of the film. Why did they specifically target children? And they said because they were in a war with God. And nothing makes somebody turn against God more than the loss of a child. How many children go missing and are never seen again in the United States every year, do you know?
It's well known that it's around 800,000 per year.
Nearly a million children a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
It's just another thing the corrupt mainstream media does not wish to talk about. Much like Jeffrey Epstein's clients.
Yes, indeed. And it's that power base that we look at in these intricate connections. There must be a big machine in order to grind that much human meat out of society and to keep it under wraps. That's 800,000.
Well, we're dealing with
if I may, I'm just
murderers.
Thinking about this.
These
1.6 million
murder.
Parents. 1.6 million parents suffer the loss of a child each year in the United States. And we're talking about a population of what? So between 3 and 400 million, if you include the illegal immigrants. And so how much trauma does that actually affect on an individual? How many people are walking around with that child loss? How many of these children are actually still alive and being used, being sold in sex traffic, slavery, and what have you? So this big spider graph starts coming out when you think about how do you keep a population so traumatized that they can't do anything about their traumatizers? We'll be right back after the break, ladies and gentlemen, with my very special guest, Jay Parker. And this is a difficult subject for a lot of people to talk about. I remember I've had to stop talking to people for months at a time because of covering subjects like this. So it's not for the faint of heart, ladies and gentlemen. Neither is old age, they say. We'll be right back after the break on republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, I feel frustrated, yeah, freedom won't make it, no, I feel frustrated, yeah, but I'm not complaining, oh.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Beverly Hills.
Welcome back to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live on republicbroadcasting.org. This is our second to last show, so please go to thevinnieeastwoodshow.com for further details, which will be released about the new network we're going to. It's somewhat of a faux pas to promote another network on another network, so I'm, you know, stay classy, Vinnie Eastwood. My very special guest is Jay Parker. So, Jay, picking up from where we left off, what kind of an important role does traumatizing the population at large play on the human mind as it plays to the agenda and helping it come through, or rather stopping it from being resisted?
Well, I would say there's two types of trauma-based mind control going on in the world today. One is severe trauma, which is generational satanic family, MK Ultra, torture-based, rape-based, ritual-based. And then you have the trauma, which produces Stockholm Syndrome in everyone, which basically is 9/11, war, and it's for the masses. But as my mother said, everyone in the world is suffering from Stockholm Syndrome. And Stockholm Syndrome is basically, can be summed up by saying, you side with your abuser. You're on the side of the person who is abusing you. And, you know, all I can say is, in my life, through my studies, luckily I came out of mind control about 22 years ago. I got triggered and got back a piece of my original consciousness. And from there, I decided to devote my life to helping others understand what really is going on in the world. And most people don't know this. In fact, I recently talked to a kindergarten teacher, and I was mentioning Dr. Bruce Lipton and Dr. Joe Dispenza and their work. And I said, well, it's all about the programmable state. And she didn't even know what the programmable state was. In the first 7 years of life, a child has two brainwave patterns and literally is in a hypnotic, hypnagogic trance. And so they're very close to the event horizon of Godhead. And so their torture and their abuse, to occultists, this is like about as close as you can get to actually torturing God. And while you're in a hypnagogic trance until you're 7 years old, you have two brainwave patterns, and you're literally in a fantasy world while your five senses are taking in all the information and building your subconscious mind. That subconscious mind will run 95% of your beliefs and decisions in your adult life, unless, of course, you reprogram your subconscious. And there's plenty of things like EFT and meditation in order to do that. But most people do not understand the programmable state. And so what Mark Pastine and I talk about is simply in this system of false religion and fear, also the indoctrination of the school system, we just pass the same set of lies generation to generation in the programmable state. And we use herd mentality to keep people in line. Because if you step out of line, start asking questions, you're the enemy. So, you know, what do they do with the 800,000 children that disappear every year in America? Many are used for sex slavery. I'm sure there's plenty of straight-up slavery going on. And I'm sure that many children end up being sacrificed for adrenochrome and for satanic rituals.
I was thinking about why is child slavery so important? Why would you want a child slave as opposed to an adult slave? I mean, children would probably be a bit easier to control. They certainly can't physically overpower you. They can't run as fast. How would they get away? They certainly can't think as much as an adult would about plotting their escape and what have you. You can get them to do all sorts of tasks by force that you might not have as easy a time forcing a grown human being to do.
Well, I look at the phenomenon of child slavery in this world and all the child trafficking which is going on. I mean, when you see what's happening at the U.S. southern border, it's just unbelievable. The amount of children who are pouring in to America that are undocumented. In 2022, the Department of Homeland Security lost track of 87,000 children. They don't know where they are, Vinny. They could be in a kennel cage in a basement being raped 20 times a day. They have no idea.
And certainly they may well be, because it's such a huge industry. And because of the, it's like it's got its own defensive mechanism. Something so horrible to contemplate is something the vast majority of people whose pleasant little lives don't want to be disturbed by this terrible fact. And more to the point, a lot of the people even in those situations that may have gotten out of it, it's so traumatizing that they don't want to continue talking about it or tell people about it because they have to relive it. You're one of those few people in this world, Jay, who this thing has happened to, and you still keep talking about it to try and explain.
Well, I mean, there's people who learn enough about natural law and human consciousness and human physiology. And once you really know the game here, good against evil, and you can easily put your eternal consciousness up against your temporary meat sack and say, I love my body, Vinny, but I'm not going to acquiesce to evil for the sake of my pleasure, for the sake of my body. And as Gandhi said, you can kill me and you'll have my body, but you'll never have my cooperation. And this is the attitude that we need to foster.
A non-compliance, this lack of ignorance, we look at things that are really, really bad, and instead of saying, that's really bad, let's do something about it right now, because otherwise I'm going to feel bad about it because I'm not doing anything about it. But I don't know. Maybe that's on a conscious level, but on an unconscious level, people just go, yeah, I don't like hearing about that stuff. It just puts me in a bad mood, and then they switch off.
Well, it comes down to maturity. And, you know, you talk to Mark Passio and you watch his videos. It comes down to responsibility, taking responsibility for yourself and what goes on in your society. And we have a mass of people who are children. They literally are children, and they're looking to Big Daddy government to take care of them. And that is a recipe for disaster.
What is the mechanism for blocking emotional maturity? How do you stop a child from becoming an adult?
Well, the infantilism that we're seeing in the world today is probably based in, you know, trauma and subtle mind control in the school system and in religion. And if you don't teach critical thinking and you don't teach natural law, people go along to get along. They don't have the faculties or the learning to actually analyze the situation properly.
Keep them stupid and prevent them from learning anything that might give them a structure to live their lives by. Are children stupid? Well, they're certainly not educated. They're not terribly aware. They're not very well experienced. And this is just part of growing up. That's part of living. However, if you can maintain that state through not giving in any child responsibility or stuff like that, the child doesn't have to do the dishes, the child doesn't have to do the washing, the child doesn't have to clean their room, and they spend the vast majority of their time just sitting there watching TV and things of that nature, at what point in their life are they actually told to be responsible? At what point are they actually rewarded for their own actions and things of that nature? And I think that's what parenting has turned into, isn't it? Placate your child for as long as possible.
Well, the parenting that's going on in America is not parenting. People have children and they let the state, through the education system of public school, raise their children and teach their children. And they're not being taught, they're being indoctrinated. And I call it a sophistic or satanic light mindset, where there is no eternity, you have no consciousness, you're simply a freak of nature, and when you die, that's the end. So what you want to do with your life is get as much as you can. And it doesn't matter who you hurt to get what you want. And that philosophy is dominating America.
I would say it's dominating the world, really, at this point. We're living in one sort of global culture at this stage. Of course, there might be some differences here or there with certain ethnicities and cultural backgrounds and things of that nature who are not satanic in nature. But the machine that promotes it and pays people, it's... I remember I was watching a Star Wars thing, and there were these people in the New Republic that were still serving the Empire and trying to undermine people's freedom. And they wondered why, what inspires such loyalty. And they corrected them, it's not loyalty, it's greed. Loyalty comes to he who is paying you.
Yeah, that's the situation we have in America. For a paycheck, I'll ignore my ethics and morality. Well, I can tell you that is not a recipe for success. That is a recipe for disaster. And we're going to have that disaster. America has been bankrupted by Joe Biden. We have produced in the last 2 years 80% of the Federal Reserve notes ever created. And as George Washington said, the last thing they'll do is empty the treasury. And that's essentially what's going on right now. Joe Biden is from Arden, Delaware, the satanic village I grew up in Delaware. So he's a Marquis of Hell adept. He's bad news.
Is there really anybody who gets news. Into those positions of power without being bad news? I recall General
Burt. Certainly not since they killed JFK.
Yeah, I recall General Burt Stubblebine, Dr. Rima Labo's late husband. He told me that the reason why you have these filter systems to get people from being an initiate all the way up to a master is because they want to find out who they can trust to keep secrets, big secrets, bad secrets. And the climate of secrecy is so strong that you literally cannot afford anybody who's going to spill the beans about anything get anywhere near the reins of power.
Well, that's probably one of the reasons why Donald Trump is so hated by the system. I'm not saying Trump is not corrupt, but he's definitely not a favorite of the Illuminati leftists.
They certainly don't like him. But I remember the hunting of the president, this documentary that came out about Bill Clinton, made by a whole bunch of leftists, and like how bad it was that they went after Bill Clinton. I mean, so what if he killed so many people in his home state that a new term, Arkanside, was created? So what if he slept with so many women while he was married to married to Hillary Clinton that he could have created his own dynasty?
So what if he caused the crack epidemic of the 1980s? With George Herbert Walker Bush, and Barry Seal.
You know,
I mean, so what?
So what? You know, he's our man. He's left. He's on our thing. And you get the exact same thing that happened under the Bush candidacy, as all these leftists start attacking him and all of his policies and so on and so forth, just as they started attacking Trump and what have you. Like, I remember people telling me, oh, Vinny, they've never attacked a president like this before. I was like, really? Have you heard of the Bush administration? Have you ever heard about putting food on your family? Right? Have you all of these things that they used to do to attack this guy just for a laugh and what have you? It's the same thing over and over again. People get tired of one line of thinking, and then you give them somebody as a pressure release valve. This guy's saying all the things I want to hear. Surely if he's working within the exact same system that hasn't changed in the last 60 years, it'll suddenly change all of a sudden, despite the fact that he made his money laundering money for the Jewish mafia out of his casinos that he didn't really even own at all, because he was just massively in debt, and then filled his entire cabinet full of the same kind of group and club members as all the rest of the presidents since JFK.
As Catherine Austin Fitz said about Donald Trump, he appears to have thrown in with the Bush Illuminati crime family. Mm-hmm. And every decision, like putting Brett Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. Well, Brett Kavanaugh wrote half the Patriot Act, so that's not a constitutionalist. And then he put that woman on who was an Illuminati witch. So not good.
Yeah.
Not good. At all.
I mean, the thought that we don't have to take personal responsibility and could just tick a box and then all of a sudden all the problems are going to be solved by somebody else, I think that's a lack of maturity.
It certainly is, but when you have a indoctrination system that's raising children called the public school system, they force all the women to get a job because of the inflationary economic policies, and then, you know, the state raises the children and they produce infantilism. Back in the reason they have a bar mitzvah in the Jewish religion at 13 is back in the day when you were 13, you were considered an adult. And you know, nobody used to get participation trophies for just showing up. There were winners and losers, and there were lessons to be learned. But all of that has gone the wayside. And now we have just the marshmallow people. They don't like their feelings being hurt. They're totally mentally challenged to where they can't even see opposing point of view. It's just, you know, all I have to say is, you know, the crash in the American economy is coming. The disastrous war in the Middle East is coming. Everything to destroy America, which has been the Illuminati's I would say number one aim for 200 plus years. It is coming into fruition right now.
And we talk about these things, and we have been talking about these things, you and I and many others, for over a decade now. And it's something of
it's quite frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been spraying chemtrails since 1995, and only 25% of the American public recognizes it for what it is. So how can you have mind control of that strength? It's just unfathomable.
They're very good at what they do. But what they do isn't very good. And Mark Passio was talking about this, is that the elite are like a huge wrestler in the WCW, muscles all over, totally well trained, and the bulk of humanity are like a little baby sitting in a high chair with food dribbling down their chin. By comparison, this is an intellectual comparison. Like these people are really, really clever, and there's things that they'll do that you couldn't even imagine.
Well, when you read Kathy O'Brien's Transformation of America, where she writes about all the corrupt politicians that are involved in pedophilia and human trafficking, and yet she came out with that book probably 30 years ago, and what good has it done? It's like when you have a society that arrests Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell and yet won't arrest one of their clients, even though when the FBI went into Jeffrey Epstein's Manhattan townhouse, they seized hard drives full of material, countless DVDs. They have video, audio of politicians, businessmen, scientists, all having sex with underage children, and yet no one gets arrested. So if you don't know that you're being ruled by pedophiles, when, you know, you have a pedophile in the White House, I really don't know what to say to you by this point.
Yes, and a lot of people have this fear. If I come up and I say something or whatever, these pedophiles are going to come after me. They're going to come after my children and so on and so forth. And that's just a coward's way out. Yes, your friends are not going to like you anymore. Yes, you're going to lose your job and your business and your public standing, and you're going to have to live largely by yourself under your own means and bust your hump day and night for virtually no appreciation. I know that that's the case, but that's no reason not to do it. It's the right thing to do, and you're a coward if you don't. Period.
Well, this is why the study of natural law and the study of true spirituality is vastly important. You need to take the time out, instead of watching football, read the proper books by Bruce Lipton, Joe Dispenza, and slowly but surely pull yourself out of the indoctrination of the system. And David Icke's books are a great place to start. Get a 700-page David Icke book and read it.
Indeed. Jay, thank you so much for your time and all that you do for humanity and the children. And it seems that when we talk about important things, it is not relevant whether or not heaps of people listen. What is relevant is that you, the one, the person who is there, is hearing this, and you cannot unhear it. So thank you so much for having the courage to do so, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. And please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com and donate today to support the broadcast. Thank you so much, Jay, for your time. We'll see you again sometime, brother.
Okay, thank you.
You can't handle the truth.